For the first time ever, Altoona Community Theater is taking on Shakespeare. WPSU's Christine Allen reports that this week's production of Romeo and Juliet will focus on keeping the performance real and relevant.
Imagine a party where the guests arrive in colorful costumes of every time period, from the Renaissance through the 21st century, where dancers mix all kinds of dance moves. It's the costume party scene from Altoona Community Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. It's where the lovers meet and fall in love. They steal their first kiss to music by the Talking Heads.
And then I'm going to approach the work in a very sort of layman's way.
Stephen Geis of Altoona is the director of this outside-the-box production. He does not see himself as the stereotypical Shakespearean director.
I'm a normal guy that has a sense of humor. I think that I can more easily connect with you if we can laugh.
Geis, who got his Shakespeare training at the famous Circle in the Square Conservatory in New York City, wants this production to be down to earth. So he shuns period costumes in favor of modern clothes.
The first minute that those men walk out on stage, if they are wearing tights, the audience snickers for the first 20 minutes because, you know, come on. So if they're dressed the way we're dressed, it's very relatable. And you realize, boy, you know, it's elevated language, but it seems to be about our times.
Community theater groups don't often do Shakespeare. Why not?
It's hard. It's very, very difficult.
The language can be difficult to understand, Geis says. And he says when you read Shakespeare in school, teachers may shy away from explaining those off-color jokes.
He has a dirty sense of humor. It's a great sense of humor, but it's very dirty and it's very bawdy. And so a lot of times people tend to just graze over it and they don't want to actually investigate what it means.
And when you skip that investigation, Geis says, it can diminish the experience for the audience.
And that's why they feel like they don't understand Shakespeare, because the actor was either uncomfortable to do it or the director didn't understand it. But you have to investigate it. That's what's hard.
Mercutio, Romeo's kinsman, has a lot of the bawdy lines. In this scene, he teases Romeo about the attributes of Rosalind, his crush before Juliet.
I will conjure thee by Rosalind's bright eyes, by her high forehead and scarlet lip, by her straight leg, fine foot, quivering thigh, and the demeans that there adjacent lie.
Why did you want to direct Romeo and Juliet?
Because I think that people misinterpret it so many times. I don't think of it as being a great love story. The tragic thing is that you have these two young people that think that they've fallen in love. That's not really the case. It's two kids from bad circumstances who find each other that share something in common. And they think that it's love, and they think that it's a love to die for.
It's been talked about for a very, very long time.
Eric Wolf, president of the board of Altoona Community Theater, says part of ACT's reason for mounting this production is an educational goal.
Too many of us, including me, learned Shakespeare in high school, where we were forced to read it, and that's not what it was meant to be. It was meant to be performed, so we decided we wanted to take the chance and do it here in Altoona.
In many schools in the Altoona area, Romeo and Juliet has long been part of the curriculum. So ACT is providing opportunities for students to see the show.
We announced a 10 a.m. matinee on Wednesday, the 14th, and in less than 48 hours, it was completely sold out. The whole 800 seats of the Michler's Theater was sold out to school groups. We also did a study guide. Then our director, Steve Geis, added some notes that I think will make it very relevant to students today.
Wolf is an actor in this production as well, playing Juliet's strict father.
He's really a schmuck, but I'm having a great time.
Capulet's daughter, Juliet, is played by Brandis AJ, a sophomore at Penn State Altoona.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
She, like many other Altoona area students, says she read Romeo and Juliet in ninth grade.
I always liked Romeo and Juliet ever since I first read it.
AJ is studying to be an opera singer, and she auditioned for this play in part for the acting experience.
I knew I would grow as a performer from doing this, and so that's really the whole reason why.
So instead of just reading Romeo and Juliet, Altoona area students and everyone else will get a chance to see Altoona Community Theater bring the play off the page and onto the stage this week at the Mishler Theater in Altoona. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.